call the order of the Senior Citizens Advisory Committee, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I shouldn't have sat down.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ethel, roll call, please.
Oh, all right. Molly. Cool. Susan. Okay. Judy.
Here.
Inez.
Here.
No Monzel, huh?
No Monzel.
Oh, I'm here. Steve.
Yes.
Mark.
No Mark.
No Mark. Oh, too bad. Dave Hudson, no. Phil.
I'm here.
Wait a minute. But you're way down on the bottom of the list here.
I know.
And others we have.
And then we have Lisa Babadia from Transportation.
And Jean.
And Jean?
Yeah.
Jean's on there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, I'm not used to. Okay, yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Special items and announcements?
I do have a few of those.
Of course you do.
Of course, wow. You meant that in the nicest possible way. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. We should just put Becky next to it.
Perfect. Well, if anybody else has it. So just a reminder for the committee of the holiday closures that we have coming up here in December. So the center will be closed December 24th, and we will, beginning December 24th, and we will reopen on January 2nd. Also, I just wanted to make sure that I know that a few of you were at the commission and the council meetings, but Judy did a very wonderful job at both of those. She represented this committee extremely well. Lots and lots of accolades from the commission and the council on everything that you as a committee have done over the last year. So please keep up the good work. It's been fantastic. And like I said, lots and lots of accolades from both of the commission, the committee, and the council.
And Becky writes a great presentation.
Why, thank you.
gives itself.
Well, I've had a couple years to hone that.
Yes.
A few other reminders. We do have the holiday, the Rotary Luncheon this Thursday here at 12 o'clock. That's with the Rotary. They provide a great turkey dinner for the seniors in San Ramon. That is our community connection for this month. So I did sign up all of the different committee members, so you are all on there. If I had to guess at this point, Monzel may not be there. She's a little under the weather at this point. We do also have our variety show on the 19th. That's some of our homegrown talent here at the Senior Center, some of our fitness classes, some of our karaoke singers, lots and lots of fun. And that will be immediately, it'll be after lunch on the 19th, so I believe that's a Wednesday. And so we'll have lunch, we'll clear the room so we can reset the chairs and the tables, and then we'll invite everyone back in. And that usually goes until about 3 o'clock. And so for that day, we will change the van schedule. So normally on Wednesdays, the van leaves at 1. Whenever we have special events like that, we change it back. So the van will leave at 3 o'clock that day. Also, in case you saw the Christmas tree that's in the front lobby there, as soon as you walk in the door, that is the wish tree that the San Ramon Senior Center Foundation does every year. It's for, they support foster children in the area. And so if you would like to participate, I think there were like 50 tags on there originally last week. I know we were below 10 at that point. And so it's just, if you want to do it, no pressure to at all. It's an item that would be applicable to the age of the child that you choose off of the tree. For example, I took a 2-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl, so I went and got each of them a toy and some sort of clothing item. And so if you decide to participate in that, you can just drop it off into my office. Just bring your tag with you, and it's unwrapped. And then last but not least, we mentioned previously that my position is changing as I have a new role as program manager. And so eventually my office will be moving over to City Hall. And so we'll have a new supervisor here at the Senior Center. That job posting went out, I believe it was last week. The plan right now is tentative schedule for the first round of interviews is the week of the 17th. And we're gonna try to do it as quickly as possible so that we can get a supervisor in here as soon as we can. And for the time being, I'm doing both of the jobs, so I'm not going anywhere, so you're not getting rid of me too soon.
So for the February meeting, will both of you be here then? Do you anticipate?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because, and we do, we've canceled the January meeting since it's right after the holiday, so after today, our next meeting will be in February. And so at that point, I cannot foresee an issue on why the new supervisor wouldn't be here. And there will be a transition. I'll be here for probably at least 6 months transitioning into with the new supervisor to make sure that everything is taken care of.
Okay.
But last but not least, that is it.
Thank you. Public comment or written communication suggestion box entries.
Suggestion box. Okay, there is one.
All right.
I was surprised because I opened the box and didn't see anything, but it had been slipped in the actual slot.
Oh, okay. So we're stuck there.
Yeah. Okay. This says, I would like and think there would be an interest in an exercise class designed for people with osteoporosis. There was a great one at Women's Health Center in Walnut Creek taught by a physical therapist.
Okay. Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
So approval of minutes from our last meeting. Everybody get a chance to look at the minutes. Any changes, additions, deletions? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes as they stand? Thanks, Steve. Second? Thanks, Vanessa. Second?
Wait a minute.
I got you.
So I have to do something.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay, any opposed? No. Okay, thank you. Committee business, public transportation update. Lisa.
Very good, thank you. Well, good morning, all of you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I'm Lisa Bobadilla, and I manage the transportation division for the city of Sienna Mountain. So I have a brief update for you on what is happening with public transportation, some alternative proposals that the staff has been working on with County Connection. But before I talk about that, I just want to give a special acknowledgement to Susan Chen. Susan is your liaison to the Transportation Advisory Committee. And I have to tell you, she is a huge advocate for all of you and for the seniors here.
Yay.
In Sienna Mountain. So I'm just
good job, Susan.
She is, and these are delicious too. I'm not saying.
And a great cook.
Yes. It's very refreshing to have a member of the senior community come to the Transportation Advisory Committee and really provide input and feedback on what the needs are for the seniors. And I'm just very pleased to have her do that. And not only does she come to the meetings, but she actually practices what she preaches, right? She makes sure that the Transportation Advisory Committee members understand what the needs are, how to get the message across to the senior community. So she's been fantastic, not only on the Transportation Advisory Committee, but helping us the last few months with this transition with the transit service restructure. So thank you, Susan. She continues. All right. So I'm here this morning to share with you some information in terms of transit service restructure. So County Connection is actually the public transit service provider for the Sienna Mountain Valley. And County Connection is made up of a board of directors. The board of directors represents all of the 11 jurisdictions in their service district, including the city of Sienna Mountain. So they represent the city of Sienna Mountain, the town of Danville, and then you have Concord, let's see, Concord, Martinez, Pleasant Hill, Walnut Creek, who am I missing? Oh, Lafayette, Moraga, and Orinda, and then the unincorporated areas of Contra Costa County. Councilmember Hudson is the representative for Sienna Mountain on the County Connection Board of Directors. And so they have recently, County Connection has recently put together, they've been working on a long-range service plan for about the last year and a half now. And that long-range plan looks at transit service for the future. One of the frustrating things for public transportation is the lack of an overall ongoing financial or financing for public transit. And so they rely on transit sales, tax dollars. And so County Connection, and then also the market for public transit the last few years is really changing. You have a lot of companies that are out there today that are providing what we call on-demand rideshare services. So these companies like Uber and Lyft are actually replacing a lot of these services that the public transit agencies have provided, either because the transit agencies were not providing the service or the population is in the need of on-demand, I want service to my front door when I pick up my iPhone and request it. And public transit can't always meet that demand. And so they've been struggling with that the last few years, and it's not just County Connection. I think it's all of the transit agencies in the Bay Area. And then the other thing that's happening as well, sort of at a regional level, is a lot of these high-tech companies, maybe your children or grandchildren are working at these high-tech companies today, these companies are actually providing these large executive style buses, and they're transporting their employees either to Genentech or to Facebook or to Google. And these buses are very nice, they're luxury buses, and they've got access to Wi-Fi, and you can, I think they liked, these companies like to do that because their employees can get on the bus and they can start working while they're on the bus. You know, I don't know if I like that, but there's that expectation. And so, and they're also providing a need that the transit agencies in the Bay Area are not providing. So where does that lead us to today? So County Connection, a couple of months ago, put together a proposal that looks at reallocating services here in the San Ramon Valley. And in particular, they are proposing to realign low-producing routes here in San Ramon, particularly Route 36, and provide more service to Route 35. Route 35 provides service out in the Derby Valley, the Windermere Corridor. And they're doing that for, it's twofold. One is, there's a high demand of service in the Windermere Corridor. There are a large population of seniors in that area who've been very vocal. They've shown up at the County Connection board meetings. They're advocating for more service, and they're riding the buses. They have a high demand and high boardings for Route 35 in the Derby Valley Windermere Corridor versus Route 36, which provides service along the west side of San Ramon, San Ramon Valley Boulevard, where their average daily boardings are about 4 passengers per day. So it's a challenge for County Connection at the staff level to justify keeping that service on the road to the board of directors when their board is looking at doing some cuts and realigning a lot of the service. So we've been talking to Susan, we had a, you know, thank you to Becky, we had a community meeting this past August here at the Senior Center. We had about 60 seniors attend. The majority of them live at Valley Vista, and they all depend on Route 36. You know, they were very vocal to continue with Route 36. While County Connection Board hasn't made their final decision, they do have a board meeting on Thursday, December 20th. We'll be at their board meeting. It is likely that the staff will continue to advocate to eliminate Route 36. So in lieu of Route 36, we've been working with County Connection, and Becky's been extremely helpful working with us as well, to come up with an on-demand service. And it's an on-demand senior service. And it's similar to what they're doing in Dublin and in Walnut Creek. So for example, the city of Walnut Creek, just this past summer, their parks department received a grant to do a pilot program. And it's called, is it called Go-Go Walnut Creek? I can't think of the name now off the top of my head. But so the program is run out of the parks department. It's an on-demand service. So if you download the app on your iPhone, and if you need to get picked up at your home in this area in Walnut Creek and you want to go to downtown Walnut Creek, Uber or Lyft, or it's a taxi company, they have three companies, Uber, Lyft, or a taxi company, they will pick you up at your door, bring you to your location, and then County Connection, or this grant that they have, will subsidize up to $5 of that ride. And so you pay the incremental cost difference of that. And so that program just started this past summer. Becky and I are getting information from the city of Walnut Creek to see how it's going. But before they started that service, they reached out to the senior community. And they made sure that seniors understood how to use the app. If they don't have an iPhone or they're not familiar with the app, their parks department or at their senior center, they're calling the service for them at their senior center. And I know that, you know, that would be something that our senior center would be willing to do as well. So we are working with County Connection. They do have, County Connection has funding for that type of service. And the difference with that type of service, rather than have a 42-foot bus out on the road every day, you know, every hour, and picking up an average of 4 people per day, they will take those funds and they can use those to do more of an on-demand service. Now that's only with County Connection. That does not take away any of the service that our senior community or senior center offers. We've also gone out and we've met with the senior care and senior facilities in San Ramon. We've met with Sunrise Villa, we've met with Brookdale. We had a conference call with Valley Vista. We have a follow-up call with them this Thursday. So some of the senior facilities, they already have shuttle service and they provide that service to their tenants. Sunrise Villa has that service. Brookdale has a service available. We know that they're struggling with drivers. Valley Vista has shuttles, but the shuttles are not always necessarily available to take their tenants to different locations. So the on-demand service that we're looking at will really, hopefully, will fill that niche, particularly with Valley Vista. And so we would like to roll out a program sometime in the spring, March or April. And that's also the same time that County Connection is proposing to eliminate that Route 36. So this demo program would roll out at simultaneously at the same time that County Connection service will discontinue. And then we are proposing to come back to you in February, at your February meeting, with a proposal that looks at, you know, what the potential costs are, how much County Connection will be able to provide in terms of a subsidy, and the different types of vendors that we've reached out to and that are committed to working with us to establishing this service. So, you know, the bad news is this route, the restructure is taking place and they're reallocating the service to other parts of the city. But the good news is we're working on coming up with an alternate proposal, particularly for those seniors that live in the Valley Vista community or that are along the Santa Ramon Valley Boulevard location. So that provides you with just an overview of where we are today with that service. Again, I'm going to the County Connection Board meeting on December 20th, and we will come back here in February with our draft proposal. And between now and February, we'll be working with Becky and with Kathy Hyman, the director here at the Parks Department, with fine-tuning that proposal. Now, we're not committing any Santa Ramon funding. We are hopeful that County Connection will be able to fund a pilot program. If it can't fund it to the level that we would like, there's some grant opportunities we may be able to secure as well. So we'll be working on both those endeavors. But at the end of the day, our desire is not to plug into any money that's currently assigned to the senior center or senior services. We want to make sure we use County Connection and or some grant funding. And so again, I want to acknowledge Susan at the community meeting we had in August. Susan did a lot of the translation for us. And so that was very helpful. And we were able to articulate to the community what was happening. And then Becky just last week had a fantastic idea. When we roll this program out to seniors, her idea, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna rain on your parade unless you want to talk about it.
No, go for it.
So we have our teen advisory committee, and Becky thought it would be an opportunity to have the teens come in, and when we're ready to roll out this program, have them work with the seniors to get their iPhones established, download the apps, do like a little tutorial.
Yeah, tech tutoring.
And I'll probably come because I can learn how to do some of this stuff too, because downloading sometimes things on the iPhone, I just get a little confused with it also. But So I thought that was a great idea to get the teens involved and get their input and feedback and their assistance with that program.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Jean Kuznick, I'm from the Parks and Services Commission. So the first question is, on this on-demand service,
yes,
is that for 7 days a week?
It would be on call, yes.
Okay, so there's no difference in?
No.
Okay. And sometimes the bus schedules vary according to workday, right, yeah, weekend.
Exactly. And County Connection, I don't believe their Route 36, I think it's very limited on weekends. In fact, I think they discontinued their weekend service. So this on-demand service, to my knowledge, would be available on weekends.
And then the other question is, and I don't know the status of the Church of the Valley project. I know that's still in consideration, but to what extent has the discussion been on the growth of where seniors will be? I'm also in close to the Clark Canyon corridor, that specific plan, and I know there's a lot of housing proposed in that area.
Right.
So I would also like to see if we're looking farther down the road, if there's additional senior housing, additional places where seniors, because of the, and same with the proposed one on El Costa.
Kimball and El Costa.
If we're looking at the things that are kind of in the queue for future development.
So Church of the Valley, you know, that project is currently going before the Planning Commission. And so the staff, the Planning Division staff, they're familiar with what is currently taking place with County Connection. So they're taking that into consideration. With respect to the Crow Canyon specific plan and the projects in the north part of the city, the Crow Canyon specific plan area, there still will continue Route 21. So there still will be a route that serves that corridor. And then I think, Kimball, that location. So this on-demand service, as they start to construct that project, one of the things that we're going to need to work with the developer is promoting and advocating this on-demand service, because if Route 36 does go away, it does, that would have serviced that senior facility at Kimball and El Costa. Those are very good questions, though. So I think that, you know, from our perspective, watching what happens with Church of the Valley, because it is going through the whole Planning Commission review, that's important for us. But the Crow Canyon specific plan area, there's no proposal to remove service from that corridor. That's also the Faria development, so we're anticipating some increase in transit service in that area.
And then just for one point of clarification, or 2 points, I should say, Lisa has been working with planning very closely with that, because Cindy Yee has been involved with the transportation aspect. And then another point of clarification is that the Lynx service, so the paratransit arm of County Connection, is unaffected from this.
Okay.
So
yes,
if somebody is already in Lynx and paratransit, and regardless of where they are, if they're right here beside the senior center, they will not be affected whatsoever.
That's such a good point. Thank you, Becky. I completely forgot about that. Yes, that is true. There are no changes to the paratransit or Lynx service. So if you are eligible and you're currently getting that service, that service will continue.
A couple of things. They're building up there by the hospital in back of the church.
Yeah.
That's senior housing.
On El Costa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right next to the hospital. Okay. And the other is, one of my neighbors said to me, what am I going to do? Because she has no car. She said, I can walk. What is my doctor going to give me a note for me to have,
paratransit?
Paratransit. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. You can walk. There's no bus stop for you to walk to, or there won't be, so that presumably she would be eligible for
paratransit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know, I can't speak to whether she's eligible or not. I think that there's an application that you fill out, you give it to your doctor, and they provide the approval of the paratransit.
Yeah.
Then once that is approved, it's submitted to County Connection, and the County Connection processes it, and then you become eligible for the paratransit or the Lynx service.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lisa, I can't find it right now, sorry, but have you looked at what San Mateo County does over on the other side of the bay?
You know, I did look at, San Carlos had a program on the ballot. They had a tax measure, I believe either this past November or last November, to do a program similar, but it didn't get passed. But it was a program similar to a senior service, but they were asking the taxpayers in the city to pass this tax, and that tax money would be used to provide that service. But is that what you're referring to?
Or not San Carlos in particular, I was thinking
the county
does something.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what, because my mother lives over there.
Okay.
And I know that Daly City area, and okay. I'm thinking in particular rather than down the peninsula, okay. I think has some sort of shuttle service that's available.
Okay. We'll look at that. And also Go Dublin. They just started a program as well. It's called Go Dublin. And it, because LAFTA went through that. LAFTA is the Livermore Area Valley Transportation Authority. They reduced service to a number of their routes about 2 years ago. So they implemented this Go Dublin program where they're providing this on-demand rideshare service for, particularly for senior community. Mm-hmm. And it's still in place. It seems to be working. And most of their trips are from a home in the city of Dublin to the BART station. A lot of seniors, mm-hmm. and we've also heard this from Valley Vista, residents, that they want to get to the BART station. They want to get to downtown Oakland, they want to get to San Francisco, and they want to get to the BART station. And so Dublin is providing a lot of service, this on-demand Go Dublin service, to the BART stations.
Yeah. I think this might be something similar in Daly City. Yeah, it sounds similar to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the question I had was the route from Doherty and Windermere. I can't remember. I came to that meeting. I can't remember the route. It would
35.
Come down, 35, uh-huh. but it would come down on Costa, like towards BART. So that it hits the Bishop Ranch.
It'd be probably Doherty or
It'd be, yeah, Route 35, it would serve the BART stations, but yes, it comes down Bollinger, makes a loop along Windermere Parkway, and then mm-hmm. they're actually adding Crow Canyon to it. I don't have the exact route, but
okay.
So it does come down Bollinger, makes a loop along Windermere Parkway. They're going to have mm-hmm. this, they're going to link it to Crow Canyon, and then ultimately it comes to the transit center,
so
and then
it'll
come back
down
to the BART station.
Towards down on Costa or
I think Ramon, so. I Ramon. Need to look okay. at the final.
So it'll hit like Bishop Ranch and the new shopping center.
Yes, it will, but it won't go through the Bishop Ranch Business Park. It will just go directly to the transit center because Bishop Ranch contracts with County Connection for their own service.
Okay.
And they're public transit buses. They're called the 96 and 97. Mm-hmm. They're public transit buses, but Sunset Development contracts with County Connection.
Okay.
And those buses provide service to all of the office buildings within Bishop Ranch.
But saying the city center, the new city center.
Right. But Route 35 will provide service to the transit center and to city center.
Okay. And then it'll return. So it won't go on down to BART.
It will go to BART, yes, it will.
Down this corridor.
It'll go to Dublin Pleasanton BART, so it goes down Doherty.
Via Bollinger to Doherty Road.
Doherty Road.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll loop around back that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it goes right. back up Crow Canyon.
Okay. Right. And then, as you all know, there's a senior housing development that I don't think it's... Deer Creek.
The one by Doherty Station.
Right, Doherty Station, right.
Why are they delayed?
I'm not sure.
Because they were supposed to, because I signed up for that.
Okay.
And they were supposed to, the first section was supposed to open in September, then they moved it to November, then they moved it to December, now it's been moved to January.
So I
took back my application.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
I figured there's some problem because it looked like it was ready to go.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when they took the application and took your money and deposit mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But
I can find out for, I know that this morning at 10 o'clock there was a Doherty Valley Oversight Committee meeting at City Hall, so they're getting an update on what's happening.
Yeah.
So I can certainly...
It sounded like, I said, they must not be passing inspection or something, something devious, I don't know.
Because they look finished, right.
Because it does, yeah. But they keep postponing it. And so, you know, this last one was, no, it's not going to be the first part of January. Now it's the last part of January.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, maybe not.
Okay, so we had some staff members that are at the DVOC meeting this morning. I can follow up with them.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. We'll see you too.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks. November Community Connection Meeting Recap. Ethelyn and Molly, how'd it go?
You did great, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
They did fantastic.
Yes.
Well, there weren't a lot of people in it. That's not important. We did go in, thanks to Becky, we did go into one of the classes, the dance class.
Yeah, we entertained them.
Yes, I did dance steps. So most of them said they would come out after their class. I don't know if they did, because we didn't stay around until after the class was over. But that was the big push, was to get them to come. The day before, in my exercise class, that wasn't that day, but the day before, Robin, I asked Robin if I could talk about it, and instructor Robin, and she let me. So quite a few people came out Tuesday from that class. So I think, you know, we did the best we could, and a lot of people wanted to just do it online.
Yeah.
And I also found when I was trying to explain what this survey was for, I got a lot of, it was only for the senior center. They didn't quite understand it was, you know, to encompass the whole Parks and Rec. And I must have said it 3 or 4 times. It's not just for the senior center. It's for...
Yeah.
So I don't know if I got it. I figured after 3 times I wasn't going to get through.
Yeah.
So I tried.
Well, and but I don't live in San Ramon, but you're here. You come here.
And I did have people that live in Dublin, and they said absolutely, you know, still fill it out. And there's some that really like to hike, so they're very concerned about the trails.
Yeah, so that whole week we had the master plan boards here in the rotunda, and we got good response. And so that was where people could put their dots up on the boards to tell us what were their priorities were. Yeah, super easy. And that's what I anticipated, was that that's the one that most people were going to gravitate to. And then quite a few people did put their posts up there with their written, you know, ideas. So that was really good. And then we had the hard copy of the surveys, like Molly was saying, and we probably ended up with, I probably ended up receiving, you know, between 30 and 40 hard copies of the surveys, which is really good. It is a long survey, and I know that scares a lot of people, and it does take longer in person to do these, but we felt that it was important to push out the paper surveys at the same time that we had the boards here in the senior center, so that it really was a holistic approach, so that they could see the entire picture. That's why the boards kept getting postponed from when they were coming here, is because we were waiting for the survey to come with it. And so the survey for the master plan, if you haven't taken it, it's still available on the city website. If you just go to the city's homepage, and just in the upper right hand corner, there's a search bar. You can just type in master plan, and it'll give you the webpage that we have created for that. And then a link to the survey is right there on there, or you all received it via email from me. Because I was pushing that out for the department. But Ethelyn and Molly did very well. And I know that it's not the easiest to interject yourself and say, hey, tell us what you think. Yeah. Complete this survey. I get that. So they did.
Because we did that with the survey for the senior center.
For them,
a few months ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what confused some of the people I was trying to talk to, because they thought, didn't you already, you filled that out already, so there was some confusion.
Yeah.
So did you fill it out that night over at the city hall?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. It was long.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, that was really long.
Yeah. It is long. When you're looking at a master plan for the entire department, that's encompassing parks, recreation, open space, trails, and we're trying to see where people live and see if we can, you know, if we can group responses together, because, you know, they had the city broken up in, I think, like 8 different categories. And if you have a group from category 2, for example, I don't know which that is, who's really saying we need more parks, okay, well then we need to focus our efforts, or at least make that a priority to look at that piece. And so I'm with you. I had the pleasure of helping create the survey.
Oh, it's all your fault then.
It is. Blame Becky. Believe it or not, we cut out probably a dozen questions. We cut out about a dozen questions.
Oh my God.
Okay. Because we knew that it's trying to figure out, okay, what question can we ask that is broad enough so that we can entice responses, but specific enough so that there can be action on it. Because we've all taken these surveys, we've all created these questions that it's really an art form in creating these questions so that you can get the information that you need, and at the same breath, not leading the public to a certain response. So that's part of the reason why it was so thorough.
It was all encompassing. Yeah. It was all encompassing.
It was.
In the master's program,
you know, I can only help two people fill out their survey form.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's too long, I have to explain to them.
We just got to get them all around you, and you explain it to everybody at once.
Well, it didn't work that way. They are not at the table. They are playing mahjong. Some of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So one by one. Oh my God, I see that long.
You're messing up our game here.
Exactly.
Is it in different languages online, or is it only
English? It's just in English online.
Okay.
Well, and you know, you were at the City Hall one, weren't you?
Yeah.
They had some of the instructions like in Chinese.
That's what was on the board.
Yeah. On the board, it's on the board. Yeah.
What were we were looking for Farsi.
No Spanish though.
No, because the languages that were included on the master plan are based on the demographic breakdown of San Ramon.
Okay.
So it had the Hindi and the...
Okay, thank you.
I had a couple, just because other people had brought other things. It wasn't about the survey.
Sure,
is this
please.
An appropriate time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm trying to be appropriate.
I know it's difficult.
One was about the Lunch Bunch group. And I had three people say that we need to venture out more. I don't really know what that means. And I think they would like to go further, you know, places and go further away. And I said we're kind of limited because we have to be during the times that the center's open. So there's just so far you can go with traffic. So, but I think people, I think bottom line, they want new things. They want a different changes of venues.
Can't we go to San Diego?
You go pretty far on some of those trips.
Sacramento, Placerville.
The DeYoung in, I think it's
Sanford.
I know we go quite often, because I enjoy going to museums. In February, there's a Monet exhibit. I think it's February through May.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really fabulous, so an idea that maybe...
It's Monet? Who's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it was Monet.
To advertise that exhibit is during that time.
Okay.
I have a couple people said, oh, I love that. And one other one who attended the card making class. Loved it. Would like to see more of that type of thing. And would be willing to actually, because the gal that did it, I think, was a volunteer.
Yeah, she wanted to volunteer for it.
If they did something like that, she'd be willing to, you know, pay not a lot, but you know, she
sure.
So what was the class?
Card making.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun. I did it. Beautiful cards. And there were a lot of people in there.
We had 10 to 12 people.
Yeah.
One of Jessica's things.
Mm-mm. No. It was she approached us wanting to do this. Nice. This is one of her passions in volunteering, working with seniors.
Lots of people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another thing about the suggestion box. Now I know now what the suggestion box is. I was told by two people they made suggestions and never heard anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, well, did you put your name and phone number and you know, because like, what do you, like how you get back to people if they don't leave their information?
Yeah,
that's what we struggle. If they leave their contact information and they ask for us to get back in touch with them, we do. But probably, and Ethlyn can speak to this, probably 80% of the time at least, there's no contact information in there.
And I understand that's part of the reason why you have, that people can be anonymous and this is what we have to see. And I was also, someone else said nobody ever reads that.
Sure we do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I could say, yes we do.
Yay.
So at least I could say,
good job, Molly.
Now I can say if you leave your information.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
And about suggestions, I don't know if you've heard the last meeting when I said that suggestions that had been given to me that I brought. One was about Canasta. Mm-hmm. And so
the flyers are up.
And you put the flyer up. So the person made that suggestion. I said to her, so have you signed up? And she said, what? And I was like, the Canasta you want? And she goes, really? And I thought, oh dear. Okay, well,
yep.
She, I totally did not remember it, that she had made a suggestion.
That's okay.
And she said, well, I haven't played since I was in high school. And I said, well, you know, we did put the sign up, and so people are signing up for it, so maybe you can go sign up so that you can be contacted. I thought, yep. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So, well, so maybe the person who was making those are doing the same thing, you know, and it's like, oh, dear, dear.
And well, sometimes, so go ahead. Sometimes when people make suggestions and they're used to being ignored, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I'd like to do this. Oh, that's nice. And that's the end of it, you know. So when something actually happens,
they don't recognize
you're
it.
Disbelieving or not recognizing
I
it.
I guess. Okay.
Molly, anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. So I'm setting dates then for Community Connection for January through March, Becky.
So what I'd heard from this group is that you like the Community Connections and you want to continue with it. And so this was, we just need to plan our dates for January through March.
Okay.
And so for this group as well, just food for thought for you is that moving forward, I do think we go ahead and schedule February through March, but just planting a seed for you is that you don't have to continue with these on a monthly basis if you don't think that it is worthwhile or maybe availability or whatever the case is. You could look at doing it bi-monthly or quarterly or continue with it monthly, whatever you want. So we have completed that goal from right. last year. And so now it's really what you want to do as a committee. I do think that there is absolutely value to having these meetings or having these community connections, because some of that feedback, for example, like Molly just provided, you probably would not have gotten if you weren't out there trying to connect and, you know, talk with the different users here at the center. So I know I'll be transitioning off of this committee, but I'll still be involved and I will still be approving all of this stuff. So I'll still know what's going on. So I do think that there's a merit to continuing with it. So I would like for us to go ahead and schedule January, February, and March, at least the dates, and we can figure out the people later on if you'd like. We do have Chinese New Year coming up.
Yep.
For, gosh, if only I knew that date offhand. Do you know that date offhand that Michael was helping Jessica with? It's either January 30th or 31st.
Well,
oh, you know what? It's on my calendar. Look at that, January 30th.
Oh, because it's the official is. It's February 5th.
Yeah, we're always earlier so that the, because Michael Chen helps us with this and with the Alamo group, and so they're the ones who really come in. They do the lion dance and some of the other things. So we're kind of a practice show for them right before the main attraction.
So are you saying that we should...
I would recommend joining it with the Chinese New Year celebration just because you already have a large group of people who will be here. If you haven't come to the Chinese New Year celebration, it's usually 150-ish
wow.
people, Susan.
Wow, that's
a lot.
Yeah.
Is it lunch?
It's right after lunch, so it'll start about 1 o'clock.
Okay, so January 30th, about 1 p.m. then. Okay.
So is lunch that day Chinese?
I don't know what Jessica has requested for it.
Okay, so that would involve as many of us as possible then to come
yes.
to that.
Yes,
okay.
So January 12th at 1,
January 30th.
January 30th at 1.
At 1.
Sorry.
I have a lunch book.
Okay.
It's the state capital.
Oh, there you go.
February.
There's Valentine's Day.
There is.
Do you want to do Valentine's Day? Or
if you want to do Valentine's Day or something, I could probably pull together some sort of, I know Monzel generally likes this, some sort of like little Valentine that we could give out to,
nice.
To
yeah.
people.
Okay.
You know, whether it's, you know, like some sort of like, you know, candy or card or something like that.
Okay.
And then that way the committee, when you're walking around, Nick, and that could just be the connection piece and handing them this.
That's idea.
And then, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
So February 4th, what time?
Morning, then, maybe.
Next Thursday.
So Thursday morning or afternoon is better on Thursdays?
Probably morning.
So should we do 10 or 11? What's better?
What are you thinking, Ez? With, we have line dancing, and then we don't have strength training that day.
No, but there's the,
You could always do lunch.
There's Milan's class.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, lunch.
You could do lunch, because then you could go around, I could get enough cards for everybody, and you could go around to the different tables.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So 14th at noon.
Okay.
Hand out cards. That's everybody again. And then March, is there a speaker we can have in March of some sort to do?
Connect? You could probably figure something out.
Because we were talking, you know, at the city council mm-hmm. meeting, I think it was. I know the police have talked about security and safety and stuff. Is there somebody we can get to talk about the scams that most prevalent among seniors?
I could probably get PD to come in.
Especially around earlier March or maybe mid-March, because it's tax season and there's a lot of scams around tax stuff.
Okay.
So if we pick a date.
Yeah. Okay.
Say the week of the 11th of March, maybe the 12th, the Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, for PD, just knowing in case they want an officer, so I don't know who it would be who would come out. Wednesdays are usually better for PD because that's the day that they have most of their staff on because of their schedules.
Okay, so March 13th then, what time is good on Wednesdays?
Again,
that's going to be tax season, so this room will be taken. Yeah. We have Milan's class in there.
But the rotunda, I guess.
We could do the rotunda.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. After lunch, maybe 1 o'clock.
What does this group think? Wednesdays will probably, during tax season, we do get a lot of traction here all day on Wednesdays. So I think that you would be fine doing an afternoon. Susan has a look on her face, though.
Because I cannot attend.
Oh, because of line dancing.
No, but she's got a tax
season. Oh, because of tax season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we could talk them into giving you a lunch break during that time.
No, but that's
okay.
I don't think.
But that's okay. You'll be doing your part with the taxes.
Yeah. So 1 o'clock on the 13th?
It's up to the group.
Does that work for everybody?
So Steve likes 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 1 p.m. and you're going to look?
Yep, I'll try to get
PD scams.
Somebody.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
That'll be cute. You know someone will ask, so are these people okay?
I've thought about it.
If they are not scamming you.
Anything on the card that says,
okay.
We're glad you're here, and just put it senior advisor and do it every once in a while.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Cool.
I like it.
Do we need a motion on those dates?
We do need a motion on those dates, please.
So, proposal.
Okay, so
January 30th at 1 p.m., February 14th at noon, handing out cards. What was the thing on January 30th? Oh, that was Chinese New Year.
Yep.
Chinese New Year.
And then March 13th at 1 p.m. with the police department, hopefully talking about scams.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion to accept those dates?
I move that we accept the dates for the Community Connection for the 30th of January at 1 p.m., the 14th of February at lunch, and the 13th of March at 1 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Susan, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, accepted.
Perfect.
Accepted. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, Becky, Recreation Program Volunteer Report.
Yeah, so all of those for mine and James, they are in your packet. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions for Becky on that?
No.
Okay. That's facility and recreation. So committee liaison reports. So Monzel's not here. Steve, what's new at the Planning Commission?
So I attended the November 20th Planning Commission meeting, and the principal discussion was on Church of the Valley. As you know, they have two developments there. One is a private school, although most of the discussion centered around the memory care facility. So there was a presentation from the church and from also the builder. Were you there?
No.
You were the city council meeting, that's right, okay. So I'll, basically it breaks down into three things that I'll mention. One is the proponent, what they had to say, the opponent from the residents nearby, and they, and then there was exchange between one of the commissioners and legal counsel, city legal counsel. So proponents said that this is going to be a 54-bed facility, memory care. He claims that there's now about 42 that exist right now within the city limits, and that there's a total of about 300 that's needed in the city. That's their claim. The opponents came from several people, and this took a long time, even with 300 of them. So the basic gist of this is that the opponents are saying that city ordinances are going to be violated. First of all, this was presented from the architecture. This was recommended to the commission from the Architectural Review Committee, which recommended to move it forward. The opponents are saying that there's a residential 15-foot setback, which is going to be in place if this goes forward. And they claim that this facility is commercial, which requires an ordinance for 30 feet. In addition, there's a creek, a Norris Creek, that runs through that, which requires a setback of 100 feet. And there's a road that goes through that's going to have some parking in it. And the ordinance says a road could go through if it's incidental. And they claim that it's not incidental. It's mandatory for, if they're going to have this facility, that that again, a secondary violation. In addition, there's no escape route in the back. There's one way in and one way out. So at that point, then there was an exchange between Commissioner Rick Marks and legal counsel, Santa Monica legal counsel. He asked, in your opinion, are we meeting all the obligations, all the setback, and are we in violation of any of the city ordinances? And the response from Santa Monica legal counsel is that we are not in violation. So they basically, there was no decision made. It was just they accepted the report and for a future review at a future meeting. But the residents did say that if they go forward, they'll be sued.
Okay. That was the whole conversation, it sounds like, yeah.
It was a long night.
Yeah.
No.
Those things are, aren't they? Thanks, Steve. Housing Advisory Committee hasn't met. I think they hopefully meet in January.
They should.
It's with more than a day's notice, to be really.
Yeah.
Lovely. It's the fourth Thursday, I think you said, in January.
Fourth Thursday. Yeah.
On the calendar. Mm-hmm. Susan, Transportation Advisory Committee?
Lisa, save my money. I'm leaving already, so I don't have to present it again.
Thank you. Senior Foundation, just a couple of things from that, if I can find my notes. So there's a tentative date of March 9th next year for a bingo lunch with a cowboy theme.
They've changed that.
Did they? To what?
February 9th.
February 9th, thank you.
Because Dublin was having theirs on March 9th.
Okay, so February 9th, cowboy theme bingo lunch. They also mentioned about the wish tree, and I think December 14th was the deadline
yes.
they gave. And also said if you pick a wish thing from a teenager, the Gap sweatshirts are the most popular thing for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And then the date for next year's Fashion Show NT is April 6th. We haven't changed that, have we?
That was the new, that's the updated
change from
date.
From 13th. The 13th, right. Yes. And other than that, I left when they were talking about the debrief of the, what was it? The boutique.
Yes. That's about right.
Okay. So that's about it. Ethelyn, Parks and Community Services.
Well, they talked about Becky being promoted, and
very briefly.
Oh, what in the world does that say? I don't know. Oh, something about, it was an advertisement for the 10 tenors.
Oh, right.
The December 16th Messiah. Not bad.
We went to the Ten Tenors. It was very good.
Good. A few people went. They loved it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good, 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 good. And Angie got recognition for being, I love this, temporary employee of the month. When is she temporary?
All employees who are not full-time with the City of San Ramon are temporary employees.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Angie Roncagliolo was recognized as temp employee of the month.
Yes, okay.
It's a way of saying part-time.
I see, okay. I was very disappointed that Judy's name was not even on here.
I made it on the city council one, so it was
yeah, right. It's the way that they do it.
But anyway, it was approved. Let's see. So they were talking about changing the application process for the teen council. So that's always a work in progress. And that the policy and the plan for the budget are different. That's what I got out of that. And then something about dogs. I don't remember what it said about dogs.
The comment was that Commissioner Lewis really appreciated the doggy bag, blue bags.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the containers at the back in the parks.
Yeah.
That makes them very handy. And yes. We thought
okay.
That. And we encourage people to continue to use those.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I actually no, I don't have it. And for the most part, I have a sandwich bag and with some Kleenexes in it. My dog weighs 12 pounds, and so I don't usually need more than that. But even in our neighborhood, there are people who do not clean up after their dogs. The young woman who is the teen council chairman who is on the student commissioner. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She is absolutely amazing. She doesn't sound like a teenager.
Is she a senior?
Yes, she is.
She's a senior.
If you ever get a chance to hear her speak, I've been in education for over 30 years. I'm now retired. However, I say this watching my words. She can speak quite a long time without ever saying it's really impressive.
It is. Yeah. Trudy's impressive. Great.
She's so smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. I'm jealous.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Is that it?
Wait a minute, this is the Parks Commission. Yeah, enough said.
Okay, all right, thank you. I know City Council.
Okay, City Council, November 13, special presentation of the Central Contra Costa Sanitary District, talking about the diversion program that is planned, our project, and they will have a new intertie to connect, will be created between Central SAM and the district existing collection system for the diversion, and the site is behind California High School and Coyote Creek, and there will be a meeting here on December 12th and between 5 to 7 p.m. for the citizens so that they can hear about the project, because there's a lot of concerns about it. I guess the last time there was leaking from the diversion program, and so there was water, sewage that spilled out into the communities.
Yeah, that and place. So yeah, my friends used to live right there.
Made secondary projects to take care of that problem. And then unfinished business, the draft retail strategy plan was presented, and discussion was to continue, which it did, to the next meeting. And then the award of the solid waste and recycling franchise was awarded to ACI. And so Waste Management will end their contract that has been longstanding with the city on October 1st, 2019.
Okay.
And ACI will take over. And one of the concerns from the public had been the rate increases. Well, there will still be rate increases, and there's no way to avoid those. And I thought, I mean, you know, salaries go up, every cost, everything goes up, so gas goes up, et cetera. So, but the new company will be taking over, and it'll include all of the areas in San Ramon, including townhomes, multifamily dwellings, and businesses. And they'll start October 1st, 2019. And then they mentioned about contributions to the Camp Fire communities involved in the fires can be emailed or snail mailed to North Valley Community Connections. And it's on the website, the city website, where you can send your contributions. Then for the November 27th meeting, Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, which was presented by the wonderful young lady, to Erin Koo, who was also pretty outstanding. Mm-hmm. And then recognition of Council Member Harry Sachs upon his departure from the City Council was really fun, and a lot of accolades from various groups and individuals. And then a public comment by Sandy Bartlett regarding the diversion project because of the problem with Coyote Creek. And are there provisions for accidents you wanted to know? And yes, there are. And again, the public meeting was posted as for December 12th so that citizens can voice their concerns. And Donna Kushner, who some of you may know, was a longstanding member of the council, she was a commissioner. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she spoke about the fires in California and asked if San Ramon had an evacuation plan. And so that was good. Then they brought it up, and the fire chief happened to be there.
It was a public comment by the fire chief.
Public comment by the fire chief, who said pre-plans for evacuation plan at west side and east side have been identified, and high hazard areas and soft area information will be put out for the community by March of 2019. So regarding,
so that's before the next fire season, which is good.
Yes. Well, of course, now the fire season is
all year long, but
ever over.
Yeah.
Anyway, unfinished business at Santa Monica retail strategy plan was again presented with some of the changes, or not changes necessarily, but more explanations, and for the public to comment, and there was no public comment. They indicated that 9% of the city has mixed use, commercial and 44.6% is open space, which is amazing for the city. So I don't know if you guys are taking that into that consideration for your plans, that all the open areas, that's great. So anyway, and the city intends to keep it that way. And then Judy Knight presented, and there are our annual report, which was great, and had a few questions, and some of them were, but it was interesting because one of them had to do with the transportation, you know, and the mayor wanted to know, are we looking into that? Yes, we are. But it's the city part of it too.
The other concern that came out was about the locked exit.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah, it was at Sunny Glen, since there's only the egress.
You took a note on that. So.
Yeah, since there's only one way in, one way out, but there's a locked gate in the back that has been referred to San Ramon Police Department, because they're the ones who handle the emergency preparedness in San Ramon,
okay.
Not the senior center.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I just remember you took a note.
Yes.
Anyway, and then there was an introduction or open space development impact fee to the city, and there was some discussion about that, what happens to the funds, and so the city attorney did agree that if they haven't been used, so to speak, in 5 years, they return to the people. And so Councilman Malone and Hudson wanted to serve on an ad hoc committee to sort out revenues and use of revenues on city projects so that this time frame wasn't being ignored. And so the city attorney, Liason, will bring proposal for ad hoc committee to the next council meeting. And then city attorney Liason presented a letter he received regarding district-based council member elections. And five entities were named in the letter. That's City of San Ramon, City of Danville, the San Ramon Unified School District, the San Ramon Services
District,
and the San Ramon Fire District. And discussion followed as to what course of action should the city take regarding the Voting Rights Act. Because I guess we're being mandated to redistrict. And so the letter indicates that this needs to be done within six weeks to give direction as how the entities will be divided or designated so as to reflect the makeup of the areas. If we do not comply, large fines will be leveled. City attorney will bring more information and a consulting attorney familiar with this issue to provide guidance at the next council meeting. And he will request extension of the date.
Mm-hmm. That must have been a long conversation.
It was, yes. Jean spoke out about it. So I have a question. How do we get, if it's for the city, I can see the San Ramon Unified School District, but how did the City of Danville get in on this?
Well, all of those entities are involved because they overlap, because the Dublin San Ramon District overlaps into San Ramon and Dublin, Town of Danville with the school district, Fire District because of San Ramon and Danville. So
and
you want to make so exactly yeah. So all of these entities have a voice here. They overlap, and so you don't want a district just San Ramon that may conflict with one of the others, and so you want to get all of these entities together and do one districting, so then you don't create conflict or problems for another district. Did I explain it correct, Jean?
It is correct, and it will be interesting to see how this plays out, and I'm still shocked. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
That one person can throw towns and districts and your governmental agencies into utter chaos, and then not really have to say other than, you know, he's an attorney and this seems to be his gig. But it will be interesting to see how it plays out and how rapid you're mandated to get this accomplished.
It's state law, that's just the way it is.
Yes.
One of the questions from, I can't remember if it was emailed on, or Dave asked, we're a charter city, and this is opposed to the city attorney. Does that make any difference? The fact that we're a charter city, he says, I don't know yet, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You think that would provide some protection, but we don't know.
Yeah.
They did say that, you know, failure to do these things within their time frame. What was the name of the town, Lawndale? There's one town that like it was fined $6 million.
Yeah.
I mean they owe $6 million.
Yeah,
fines.
There's been ones between 900,000 and who they've settled and other and it's gone up.
Yeah.
Okay.
One person can cause a whole lot of trouble.
No kidding.
Molly, Library Advisory Committee?
They don't meet until January.
Okay. Teen Council, Ethel?
Oh. Well, the meeting started at 5:36 and was to be, it actually ended at 7:05.
Hey!
Ooh, good!
And they talk about an amazing amount of things. One of the reasons the meeting got done quite quickly was because so many of the committees they were supposed to visit didn't meet. So they couldn't be long-winded. But they're involved in a rock band concert contest. And they have what's called an ambassador program that gets the middle school kids involved in the things that the teen council does.
Mm-hmm.
And to prepare them, hopefully, to
and to get the word out about the teen council.
Yeah. And they're having a poetry contest, and so they needed judges. And they have a video project to take pictures in different places in San Ramon to show people what there is to do here. And
They will have a youth workshop presentation in March, and it's passion to action, or words to that effect. And I talked about the survey online.
The master plan.
The master plan. And there was to be a cricket tournament. And the young man who was asked to give a report on the city council said, it's meeting in 10 minutes. And so that's, I think that could be it. The next meeting is again at 5:30.
Good.
Because of the holiday season.
We had to move it.
They squash it together.
I'll be at that meeting with you.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. And Becky already updated the committee goals.
Yep, so those are your goals. These are the approved goals that were recommended for approval by commission and then ultimately approved by council. So familiar, two of them are new. The other two we just rolled because they're important.
Can I ask a quick question? As a newbie here, can you just in a couple of sentences describe what you hope the business plan will,
I'll do that.
Yeah, okay. Becky's gonna do that.
So the business plan, the hope is that it'll be basically our guiding light for the next five or so years. Part of it could be, you know, looking at different ways to provide the services. It could be making recommendations to front counter hours or, you know, based on research rather than this is what Becky's been seeing other places, but this is the voice of the community. So things like that, just so that we can have a way to, or something that's guiding us over the next few years.
Thank you. I just wasn't sure whether it was, you know, are we trying to partner, do...
Some of it may have partners in there, but yeah, absolutely.
Okay, representatives, Parks and Community Services.
Okay. Well, I think you heard most of what we have covered, and we continue to go forward with investigating content for the master plan. Again, I can't stress enough, if you have not done the survey, please do so, and please, you know, get five friends to also mm-hmm. do it.
What's the closing date on it?
Yeah. End of December, I believe,
okay.
Right now.
Okay, I think so. And we are continuing to look at understanding and really grasping the actual facts surrounding, for example, the Crow Canyon Gardens, rather than people just saying things and reacting and that information being spread. So we're trying to kind of gently come back and say, well, what are the actual issues? What are we actually trying to accomplish? Rather than responding and reacting. And that will be also in the guise of hearing back from the master planning consultants.
Yes.
They are being asked to come back and kind of give a status update at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we hear the update, then we may decide that, yes, we will take more time in our meetings to look at Crow Canyon Gardens again, but to look at it in the context of way back when, what was the issue brought forward, and really it was more the issue of how do we feel about public-private partnerships rather than just one specific place, mm-hmm. one specific topic. So that's coming forward. And then, you know, to continue to raise awareness of all the great things our Parks and Community Services do and all the things that people should be taking advantage of. Forest Home Farms and all the activities they do there. Yes, we have the community gardens at Crow Canyon and here, all the kinds of senior activities that go on and the variety of classes that are being taught and just the fun stuff. If you didn't brave the wet rainy Saturday, it was a lot of fun. I will say that kudos to probably the oldest person who ran was 91.
Oh my goodness.
For the Bahumbug
Fitness. Wow. Saturday. The youngest one made it, or the youngest one was this teeny tiny baby that had all bundled up.
Yeah.
And it was pouring rain. And then, but the fastest guy did it like in 17 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's about right.
Three miles, 17 minutes. So anyways, it was a lot of fun. So that's our update, my update to you.
Thanks, Jean.
No other representatives here. So next meeting is February 4th, the usual time. So that closes the meeting at
11:17.
11:17.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I hope everybody